Hey, what's going on? Podcast Nation, is Jason Harris here, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Drive. Today, I have the one, the only, the infamous, no, I'm just kidding, the famous, Mr. Peter Duffy with Dealer Image Pro. Peter? What's up, bro?
Nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you.
You know, we've never met in person, so this is the first time.
Is it really?
Yeah. So 3 years in COVID, we've done, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 podcasts.
Yeah.
But we've never done it in person.
You know, that's so funny because that's happened now a couple times since I've been here.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But it doesn't feel like that. And just like, you know, we just immediately say, hi, hey, how's your mother?
I does. You know, it does. Like, I feel like I saw you yesterday. I did see you last week online.
But. Last week. Well, man, I am so stoked
to
really talk about what you guys are doing over Dealer Image Pro. You know, I've been an admirer from a distance for a while. And I've watched
you.
You know, I watched like from, you're like, hey, I got this idea. And just like over the years, just, you know, really put something together that's super impressive. And I'm just so glad that we were able to find some time in this cool bus driving down the Las Vegas Strip to get to chat about this.
Yep.
So, you know, I love kicking off these podcasts with a little origin story.
Okay.
Because, you know, look, I'm always fascinated, right? Because I don't think anybody just wakes up someday and goes, huh, I'm going to build a business inside the automotive industry because that sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
You know, so what? So play it out for me, Peter. What was that kind of like that aha moment for you where like, okay, this is a thing and we need to build a business about this?
So I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version, but basically 2009, I'm a professional photographer, mm-hmm. right? Trained professional photographer and real one too, not just like lot shots, but I'm shooting at a studio at a Toyota dealership, California. Dream job. At this time, I'm taking pictures of dogs, kids, weddings, anything I could.
Yeah.
And as you know, I think is you also know that I have a degree in mortuary science. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally embalming bodies.
I remember you telling me that going, wow, yeah, what a side job. Anyways.
You're going to have to put a warning on the screen for that. Like, yeah, there's some you know, weird content here. But I'm doing that, and I got kicked out of photography school, but I really wanted to take pictures of cars. My love of cars, my love of photography kind of came together in that moment. And the dealership had a studio, and this is 2009, so that like mm-hmm. that was unheard of at the time.
That's really early, yeah.
Right? And so I, with the team, of course, it always takes a team. With the team, we build that business to about 40 dealers, 28 photographers. But mm-hmm. as you can imagine, it's like herding cats and things are tough and whatever, but it was a good business and we've always remained profitable. And so around 2016, we're moving into some new offices, and one of my friends says, listen, you, in order for you to scale, you need to allow the dealership to take this process that you have in-house, but somehow assist in a process that you know they're going to get the same result.
Yep.
And so I invented the wireframe guideline system, even though we have a patent on it. Many people kind of rip it off from us now, but you can't fight City Hall. So we built that business all the way up until COVID, and we were still doing vendor stuff, but we were using our own software in the field as well.
Yep.
So we were able to test things and break things and get things moving fast. So COVID hits, we can't go to the dealerships. We hand over all these iPad Pros, which is the platform we use. And we give the dealerships all the iPad Pros. We drop their price drastically because we don't have to pay the labor to be there.
Of course.
And we fully switch over to software. And so from that point, 2016 to the present, probably grew by 500%, I would say, 51% revenue
when you got something
increase
good,
last year.
Happen.
So very, very cool. And we've always managed to grow and we've always managed to be profitable. We have no investors.
Yep.
We are wholly one ownership owned, and we take good care of our employees and make sure they have profit sharing as well. So it's been it's a real American success story because we didn't have any investors, or we're not kowtowing to investors, and you know, we are profitable. So it's a very good American success story.
Well, you know, one of the things I've always kind of appreciated about what you built is that, you know, you took a process that you were able to execute from the human level,
sure.
right? And identify where like, okay, if we can kind of standardize some of this, all right, then we're going to be able to scale. And I think, look, a lot of businesses never get to a position where they're able to do that.
Sure.
You know, they don't quite understand that scaling moment. And, you know, they'll lean towards technology, but then the technology kind of replaces the people element. But that's not what you've done here.
Right.
Right. You know, what you've done is really kind of enhance the people and their abilities. So, you know, look, I still think there's probably a lot of people out there that hear, all right, photography wireframe, and that may not be something that they necessarily know. So let's do this first. Let's kind of walk down kind of just what kind of the core solution is and the kind of the value that it brings to the dealerships. And then I want to kind of poke and get a little bit deeper into, you know, how it kind of really affects the overall experience of the dealership.
It's 100% process, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a good business, you have to have control.
Yep.
And then if you want to have a good business, you want to have that control handled by someone else, being able to delegate that responsibility and knowing that that's going to provide the result that you need in order to contribute to the overall bottom line of the business, right?
100%.
I mean, that's like business 101 stuff. Yep. All stuff I had to learn. Like, I never had a multi-million dollar company, like, you know, in the auto industry. I learned it as I went, and I'm still learning every day. But bottom line is, any dealer that signs up with Dealer Image Pro, we start right away by shipping them the iPad kit. It's not an app on a phone. Very important. Apps can be confusing. It takes more time for the dealership to DIY the process behind it and all that kind of stuff, on who's using the app, how are they trained on the app, all that stuff. Which leads me to the second thing: unlimited training for the life of our partnership. So we know dealers have turnover. We know that costs the dealership time. We want to remove those roadblocks at all costs and make sure that the person taking the pictures at the dealership is trained the way we said we would deliver that product, right? So we've had people turn over, they quit, or they get terminated, whatever the case is. And we take that next person and train them to do exactly what the last person has done within about 2 days.
Well, efficiency and consistency.
Consistency is definitely something our customers come to us for.
Well, you know, and I think there's benefits in the process to the dealership, right? In the sense that there's a consistent effort that's always being made.
Yep.
Right. But then there's a consistent byproduct of you guys executing on that process for the customer. You know, and we've talked about this. I mean, gosh, it's amazing actually that, you know, I feel like this conversation has been decades old, right? It's, you know, taking proper imagery of your vehicle, because it is the first impression.
First thing.
All right. That a consumer has, not of the vehicle. And I think that's the mistake a lot of people have. It is of your company.
Right. Of your brand.
Of your brand.
Yeah.
Right.
And how it represents you.
100%. So give me some of your thoughts on that.
So, I mean, at this point, it's 2024. If you do not have a process for marketing or putting your products online, which is in this case, there's fixed ops, of course. But the other thing is cars. If you find yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, your pictures are at a 6, or they're not getting online daily, that's a major hole, right?
Speed, yes.
So our customers come to us for several things, but the three main things are consistency, time to market, and operational efficiency. Mm-hmm. If I know anything about auto dealers, they want it done for them, and they should, because if you are an auto dealer, what's the most impactful thing that you can do for that business at all times? Buying, selling cars, right?
You got it. Moving so metal.
No one should be training people how to do photography, right? And so being able to have an application that shows anyone, quite literally anyone.
And a consultant, not just an application.
Yeah,
right?
Application, but then also a team behind them making sure that that's being done, and then hands off so that I can go focus on selling cars. That's where that's the ultimate place the dealer needs to be. And apps and vendors, I mean, I used to be a vendor. I think it's great. It's a good business. It's fine. And it does serve some dealers. So we're not for everyone. And I get that.
Sure.
But if you're only getting your cars online 3 days a week at this point, you are literally only getting your cars online half the year. So what would happen if you had a window in a shop and only 3 days a week you had products in there?
It would not be good for business.
Yeah, the other 3 days a week, no one's going to walk through the shop.
Not at all.
So you got to have your cars online. This is what all the big dogs are doing. And the time to market is one of the top five or six publicly traded auto groups in America. That is what they talk about all the time. So at the small dealer level, where they're competing and paying a ton for Auto Trader and Cars.com and all those things, time to market is crucial.
Well, and time to market is crucial, but not at the, I guess, imperative of the quality, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, like, I know, time to market. Well, the car just came in, so go take 6 photos real quick so it can be online.
Yeah.
But there's garbage on the floor. All right.
Right.
There's somebody's, you know, soda from McDonald's still sitting in the thing. Like, I mean, like, I agree, and I've had this conversation many, many times with, you know, time to market, time to market, time to market. But quality. You get one shot.
Yes.
You get one shot to impress, all right?
The customers. And,
but also, it's just what it says about your company and your commitment to the product that you're putting out there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it personally. I'm a no-go. Mm. You know, if the car is not ready, it's not ready. You know, yeah. I'm not going to take six shots where the car is just filthy. But yeah. I'd love to get your thoughts.
I think people think in pictures.
Exactly.
You can quote me as saying that. I said that before I even took pictures of cars. People think in pictures. And if there's no pictures, they say no pics, no clicks, right? Yes. Everyone says that. So I have to push back a little bit on you because I do think that, you know, some six or seven shots beforehand mm-hmm. raises the bar from zero clicks to like 83% more people. Now, do they have to be of the inside of the car with the McDonald's wrappers? No, they do not. No, No fret on McDonald's. I love a Big Mac about once a year. But there is, it's worth it to at least get some prerequisite shots up there just to have that up there. And then once the car's through recon, mm-hmm. make sure that you're photographing it well. So time to market, though, is crucial because you got, let's say your time to market is 8 days, 7 days. And across the board, I think all of our dealerships together, I looked the other day, I think all of our dealerships together are at seven. But our groups are at three and four.
Like the difference between 7 and 10, those 3 days.
Is millions of dollars, literally.
100%. Like it, we're literally. Not joking. It's yep. literally millions
For a small
of
dealership,
dollars.
It can be 100, 100,000.
But it is.
Still a lot of money. So that's where the value is, I think, for Dealer Image Pro. And that's how we are standing out different from the rest. The last thing, or a couple other things, is quality control. So how many times has a dealer,
yes.
a general manager, sat in front of their computer, they're doing stuff, and they look at their website and they see something that they don't like, but they don't do anything about it because they're busy running a dealership?
Sure.
Happens all the time.
It does.
And I do that. I see things about my business. I go, oh, I don't like that. And quickly I make a message on Slack if I can or whatever.
Yeah, I send a text message to that guy.
Yeah, and communicate to my team. But if I can't, then that goes unresolved. So again, it goes back to who's watching this? Who's got the control of this? Who's driving this bus?
So you guys are like a first impression partner.
Yeah, I mean, we are merchandising software for auto dealers, but the underlying difference is making sure that we give the tool that gets the job done, the training that gets the job done, the quality control to make sure everything is being monitored. And then the other thing that you see all the time is, God, I can't get through to this company or I can't get through to this company. Our support staff answers every case and responds to every case in under an hour.
Yeah,
and
they're I've all heard about incentivized. There's a bat phone, right?
They're all incentivized to get give a five-star experience. Like we literally pay our support people more if they get five stars.
No, I want to dive because you said something. I want to dive a little deeper into it so that dealers really can understand. All right, this assistance in quality control.
Sure.
Right. I look. I think it's a term that we use. Let's talk a little bit about how, because you guys take, I think, a very impressive approach to it.
Sure.
You know, so let's talk Thank a little you. Bit about how you guys assist in the quality control.
So all the photos that come through every day are looked at. They're first kind of run through an AI process to mm-hmm. make sure everything, because we've done millions of photos at this point and trained models. And so we're trying to get better and better. But every car is looked at by humans mm-hmm. to make sure. So out of 33 photos, they may be changing 2, 3, 4 different pictures on there. And if anything is right, if there are McDonald's yeah. Cups in there, if there are paper floor mats, if those things are in there, the photos are flagged in our, that user gets an immediate notification on their iPad that says, hey, don't leave paper floor mats in the future. This is what one looks like without, this is what it looks like with. And so we're teaching them gently over time, better habits going back to the training. So there's just a process that we've produced in there that very little gets by the goalie. You know what I mean? And we're pretty proud of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about what's new for you guys.
Last year, what was new for us as we grew, full disclosure, last March, we got a lot of new business and we floundered around a lot internally because of process. Remember,
sure.
we built this thing from nothing, right? So nobody had a business plan and then offered us a B round for $1 million.
You know what?
On the
dealership side, we do the exact same thing.
Sure.
So trust me.
So I would say the biggest thing for us internally was process. And then we started to think about how can we apply AI is real popular right now,
of course.
Right? And we need to move towards that in technology. technology. So our app is using our newest app, Photosystem AI, is coming out. It's in beta right now. We're having dealers test it. Our video machine, video generator, is also using AI. Mm-hmm. And so we're moving towards that. As far as 360s go, I think, you know, I got to be honest with you. We offer 360 for free.
You know what?
Completely free. Because it makes engagement.
Sure.
Which is good. But do they actually do the thing? And look, the answer is not all the time.
Look, if the 360 doesn't have quality imagery from the very beginning, it's just a shitty 360.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The thing is, okay, cool. It's a thing. I can click on it and I can engage with it and move it around. But, like, again, if the process isn't in place to ensure that we're capturing, you know, the vehicle correctly and understanding the difference in lighting and the difference between, you know, and also what we're highlighting, you know, again, you know, we as consumers, we shop with images.
Yeah.
You know, you can put a description at in the bottom of the vehicle description that, you know, the percentage of people actually read those is like less than 10% of people actually read the.
But it is important for merchandising. Custom comments are important.
I am a firm believer in custom comments. Yeah. Right. I'm talking about the BS comments. All right.
Yeah. Where they're just copy, like, and pasted.
It's
sure.
Copy and pasted because, yeah. You know, like, but no. Okay. Let's go into. Just talk about custom comments because you got me on a rabbit hole, and I love finding rabbit holes. All right. Because it's I'm a big stickler for it, right? Okay. Like, every vehicle's got a story, all right? You know it, all right? You will share it with me when I get to your dealership. Why the hell do you wait until I show up at your dealership to share that story? Why is it not on there? What are some of the best practices you've seen around telling that story?
I think, you know, really making good custom comments is important. At least it's important to me as a shopper. We don't do that, but that's not a service we offer. Mm-hmm. I think there's some AI in there that has that now. And but custom comments are important, especially for cars that are special. Take, like, a, I don't know, 2002 E39 BMW M5 with low miles.
Sure.
You really want to know, are all the service records there? What's been done to the car? If you're going to get that car, and I got one recently, so that's why I'm saying it only had 27,000 miles. It's an amazing car out of Florida, and I knew everything about it. German couple owned it. They drove it 1,500 miles from 2017 to the point.
You know,
I got
all
it.
The service records.
Yeah, right? And so in that case, I think they're really important. And in all cases, they are important. But custom comments are there, and I think people do read them. I don't know what the percentages of people that do read them, but I do know that
they're custom, it's incredibly high. When it's just templated, it's less than 10%.
Oh, right? Really?
100%. Okay. Yeah. Now let's go back into let's talk a little bit about video, because
sure.
This is something you guys are working on and it's coming down the pipeline.
I'm glad you asked that.
All right. I kind of enjoy video, if you haven't noticed.
We have
maybe
video.
I've maybe done
had
a little,
it for a while.
You know, I've you know, because there's a story to be told. And there's so much story I can tell just on the imagery side.
Yeah.
But so much more opportunity when I can add a visual video element to it. But I'd love to kind of get your thoughts on how you guys are approaching it.
So going back, leaning back on what you were saying before, photos get the person in. Imagine if you had a bunch of fishing hooks in the water and they were empty. No fish are going to bite. But then you start to put some bait on there. That's what's going to get them through the door, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the photos, right? Photos bring a car to market. There's no debating that.
Absolutely.
Gonna happen. Once they're on that VDP, how do you keep them there longer? How do you entertain them? How do you engage them more? And video, not a long video either. We're talking a minute 15.
Yep.
People's attention spans, as we know, are very short. But we live in a world of video. YouTube's huge, right? All that stuff is really relevant. And then if you can do 360 effectively, usually we do, but again, we're an in-house solution, so there's people doing different stuff all the time, then you're engaging them a little more. But video is a good way to keep people on your website, and we offer it for one set price. That way it's nice and easy. Shoot as many videos as you want and keep it super easy.
Now let's talk a little bit about the cost of entry, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are some, I think some, I'm going to call them knockoffs.
Yep.
All right. In the business. Right. And, you know, I think there's what you guys have created versus what else others have created, or others kind of created an app.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys have created a partnership.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a very wildly different approach in the business.
We're
and
very I, and involved I admire with that. That. Yes.
But I'd kind of like to talk about, like, what was the kind of that aha moment that this is the way we're going to do it when let everybody else do it differently? How'd that go down for you?
That's a tough, not a tough question, but it's hard for me to come with the answer. So we knew we did not want to be in a price race to the bottom.
Sure.
So we definitely have people that say, hey, that's a little bit more expensive. And then our answer is, how do you think we would provide this level of service without charging a premium price?
Yep.
And so when you are asking someone to have control of something and make sure that there's oversight so that it's out of your hair and that you don't have to worry about it, would you pay for a better steak if you went to a better restaurant?
I did last night.
Of course you would, right? And some people like steak at a normal restaurant, and they're totally cool with that. And that's fine, and we respect you. You might not be our customer, and that's okay. So I think there are a lot of apps out there on phones. That's not what we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure we have the cool tool. And if you saw this one, I just did... I mean, we just did it in Chrome, which looks so cool. No one can get this yet. That's only me. and so the next round of batch of cases that we create, I think we're going to go with Chrome. We have to test it with some lighting stuff and stuff like that. But we know giving the tool to the dealership and one person or two people or whoever's dedicated for that role at that dealership, giving them the tool and having the tool has a better result and a better control than just an app on someone's phone. I mean, imagine... You get an app on a phone. Three people have it. Yep. Who has the app?
I don't know.
What's the login? What are the login credentials?
Right.
Well, I got logged out. Call support. Support isn't incentivized. Like, it just... And it's a big time suck. So we wanted to make sure they get the tool and then, you know...
Well, also to think, yeah, and maybe this is, you know, me putting my dealer principal hat back on, is that I'm not looking for an app. I'm looking for a partner, you know? Like, I have a very significant investment... All right, in my inventory out there. We're not talking chump change here. This is
millions.
Millions of dollars on the line out there. And I want to have a partner that has the same interest and quality as I do.
So that begs the question, you have millions of dollars in inventory.
Exactly.
Do you want to trust it to a DIY yourself kind of process and an app? Or do you want to have a partner that's going to take care of this stuff so that when you do see something on your website, you know something's being done about it?
And that's why I appreciate the way that you guys approached
Thank you.
Right? Because, you know, I think there it would have been very, very easy to just go just the straight tech route.
Yep.
All right. But you guys approached the partner route. And as an ex-dealer principal, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking to partner with someone. Now, speaking of the partnership, because I think the partnership goes beyond just the capturing of, you know, of the vehicles, but also just, you know, best practices on how to create a better, you know, experience.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, so I'd love to kind of get your thought on maybe what some of the things that we could be doing right now from an industry perspective for an operations
perspective. Oh, totally. Some freebies
right
off the rip here is find a clean background to shoot your cars against.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're using all the same compositions for consistency. You know, you want to train people to do that. You want to make sure that they know not to have certain objects in the car when they don't have them in there. And making sure that if the car does have a few additional features that other cars don't have, make sure that those pictures are in there at the end. I mean, generally speaking, if it has four wheels, two doors, four doors, passenger car in general, you can shoot the same set of about 33 pictures for every engines, seats, all four seats, wheels, left, right, back, front, whatever it might be. But there are little things like auxiliary, ports and maybe nav or whatever it is, make those things stand out as well. And we give the opportunity to do that. We have guidelines for those things, but we also give just a couple of blank slates at the end in case that person see something that we don't, because we're not there.
So you can freestyle it.
They can freestyle for about three, four pictures if they want to. Some dealers say, no, just stick them nice and
tight. Well, but no, I appreciate that because it empowers the person behind the technology and says, look, if you just got that one vehicle and you just got to capture a few things, you know, we were actually kind of talking about this right now because I've been shopping for, you know, kind of a pre-owned high performance SUV, you know, and you know, I was looking at it. Porsche Cayenne, you know, turbo. And,
nice.
You know, there's a whole, there's 20 buttons on this side and there's 20 buttons on that side of the console. And depending on what buttons are actually there, tells me exactly what features are actually in that particular one. You know, so it's nice to be able on those specific vehicles to be able to freestyle and put that into them. But again, I think that just shows your guys' commitment to the process and just the importance of creating that first impression, that experience. Now, look, I know we're getting towards the tail end of our time here, but before I let you go, this has been a lot of fun, by the way.
Thank you.
And I still think there's a lot still to cover here. Yeah. And I just, again, just can't tell you how much I appreciate the approach you guys have taken from a partnership perspective, not just an app, right? But before I let you go, for everybody out there watching and listening right now, I'd love to kind of connect with you, learn more about the business. Okay. What's the best way to do so?
DealerImagePro.com. If you want a demo and you like what you see on our website, dealerimagepro.com/demo, there's buttons all over the place. Our salespeople, again, are incentivized to respond to you very quickly. Forgive them. They're all here at NADA having a good time. So if you have a little gap in time right now, that's what they're doing. But I will circle back around to say that internally as a business, the most important thing to me is our employees. And then our customers.
Yes.
And the reason it's employees first, because I know that if we treat our employees well, that they're going to treat our customers well. And so the whole focus this year is focused around the customer, but then the customer's customer, mm-hmm. right? So it's easy to say, hey, dealer, we're going to do all these things for you. But what are we doing for their customers? And so on those VDPs, we have these really like slick image viewers, we call them, that all the buttons are all right there to keep the engagement of the customers, the dealer customer. And, you know, that's coming up through the Pike too, where we have a whole new setup for that. So, you know, take care of your employees. That's, I think, the end thing that I could tell you. Because do that, the employees will take care of your customers. And that is crucial to the business.
100%. 100%. Okay, I got one last question before I let you go.
Okay.
Because I've been staring at it the whole time and I gotta ask.
Yeah.
What's up with the hat?
It's Grant Cardone's program, and I'm glad you asked. It goes back to taking care of my employees and making sure that everyone is healthy and thinking and getting everyone aligned with the business's goals.
Yep.
And so I told you I was floundering around last March, and I was just like, what are we doing? We have all this new business. We're going, but we didn't have process internal down as well as we wanted it to. And I had an opportunity to go to what is called the 10X Essentials Leadership Course. And I came back from there totally empowered. And so last year, we spent all year sending all of our directors to 10X Leadership. We spent all year sending our salespeople to 10X Sales. I took our CFO to 10X Financials, and we just dialed it in all year. And so this year, we're doing what's called the 10X Platform Review, mm-hmm. where we give them a ton of great data from everywhere. They find out our total market reach, all this certain stuff. We didn't start this with a business plan. We did it as we're building the car as it's driving down the road.
You're driving,
at the end of this platform review, we're going to have it in a stack. And so we're going to have the whole business plan. And so 10X is really important to us as an organization. And I know it's important and it's empowered my employees. And again, doing that is making our customers happier. So,
dude, that's awesome.
That's what we're doing. So cash flow, baby.
Dude, I love watching you guys grow. You got to check out Peter. Thanks, guys, for watching. You have an amazing day.
Thank you.